KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We'll also look at wonderful hiking and biking opportunities for pedestrians as well. So today on Happy Trails, Michael Kaufman and I are talking with Deborah Zertin from Save the Redwoods League. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Indeed. Thank you for coming on the show. So Save the Redwoods League is celebrating its centennial this year, correct?
Yes. We have been around for 100 years, one of the oldest conservation organizations. And during that time, we've done a lot to try and protect, restore, and connect people to the wonderful redwood forest.
Fantastic. And we were talking about this off air. This is the entire Redwoods area. So that goes all the way down to parts of the Bay Area and further north of here, correct?
Yes, we are one of the only organizations that work throughout the Redwood Range. So, yeah, that includes the redwoods that are right over the Oregon border all the way down to about Big Sur, and also in the giant sequoias that are in the Sierra Nevada mountains.
So if you could briefly just give us a little history of the league.
Yeah, definitely. So we started with some of our founding organizational men saw that there was destruction that was going on specifically in the Humboldt area, and they took a trip up there and they decided that they needed to help protect these forests. And so Save the Redwoods League was launched 100 years ago, and throughout that time we have helped protect over 200,000 acres of forest. We helped start the state park system and formalize a lot of the redwood parks that we see and are able to visit today. And we have continued to help restore a lot of the forest since so much of the forest has been logged over and is second growth. We're hoping to put that forest on a trajectory towards old growth conditions.
Fantastic.
And then, of course, we like to connect people to the forest, whether that be visitors, whether that be school students, to make sure that they have an enjoyable time when they're there.
What most people don't necessarily know is that the entire region from the Bay Area all the way up through Washington was pretty much solid redwoods. It was along the coast. It was there was so much there. That's why they thought they would never be able to log it all. But it actually went very quickly.
It did, yes. Once they started, and then with the boom of growing San Francisco and a lot of the area, the logging went fairly quickly. And mm-hmm. So a lot of times the protection that we did, we bought up land right before it was sold to timber companies. So we were right at the forefront of trying to protect that land before it was cut over.
So what are some of the success stories as far as lands saved?
Well, definitely up in the northern area where you all are, mm-hmm. We helped purchase Del Norte Redwoods State Park, mm-hmm. and also a lot of Humboldt Redwoods. There was a lot of purchases in small increments to help build up that park for what it is today. Mm-hmm. So we often like to think of Humboldt Redwoods as a park that's very close to Save the Redwoods League's heart.
Mm-hmm. What about Muir Woods down in the Bay Area?
Yeah, so we work a lot with Muir Woods mm-hmm. on both restoration and scientific discoveries as well as education. But we didn't play a hand necessarily on mm-hmm. any of the purchasing or protection of that park.
Okay. Speaking of education, that's a big part of what you do.
Yes, it is. I'm the education manager at the league. I feel like I have one of the best jobs as I'm able to work in a lot of these parks that people can go visit, and I have the opportunity to bring especially school children out to these parks to be able to, some of them, discover and play in the redwoods for the very first time of their lives.
Fantastic. And it's, it, you know, for folks who grew up in this area may take it for granted, but it, these redwoods are very unusual. It is, they're huge. And, if you, you know, you talk to folks back east and they talk about, oh yeah, we've got big trees in our forest. And it's like, they come out here, they go, oh my, they're overwhelmed by how enormous these trees are.
Yeah, we are so unique and lucky to be able to have the redwoods here in California. I mean, they're the tallest trees in the world, growing up to 380 feet. Mm-hmm. They're some of the biggest trees, having, you know, being up to maybe 29 feet across. And, you know, when you go and visit them, I feel like everyone is just kind of in awe and struck by their beauty and their strength, and also even their complex structures. Once you actually look up and get into the canopy, they're so complex with life and their limbs that they can really tell a unique story. And they also live to be so long. They can be over 2,000 years old.
Yeah.
So they've survived a lot.
That is true. And speaking of the canopy, that's one area that folks really can't see very well. But coming very soon, near the Sequoia Park Zoo, there is going to be a canopy walk through the redwoods there at Sequoia Park. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Yes, I have heard of that. And I think it's going to create this unique opportunity for people to be able to understand a little bit more the complexity of the canopy and all of the different life that lives up there, both plants and animals, because it's something that is so hard to see, and yet it adds so much to the life history of these redwoods.
Absolutely. So with regard to the education, I've got a note here. It's a science-based approach. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so Save the Redwoods League is a science-based conservation organization, so a lot of what we do is based on current science of what is currently going on in the redwood forest. And so we like to apply that to our education as well. So besides just taking the students out into the forest to be able to have fun, we want them to be able to be scientists. We want them to use the forest as a laboratory and be able to study the forest just like our scientists do. So not only are they actively collecting data in the forest, but anything that they learn is based on the scientific research from our scientists in the forest.
That is cool. And Michael, I don't want to dominate the conversation. You can no. You can jump on in.
Sure. So, you know, this, what's cool about how Deborah and I got connected is that the S.H. Cal Foundation, which is also based in San Francisco, has been working in McKinleyville with some of the schools and community partners, and they were highly interested in trying to bring a collaborative approach to redwood education to Humboldt-Delaware County schools. So Deborah and I had various meetings with some of the key players in redwood ed, you know, from Humboldt-Delaware and further south, and we're embarking on a new journey to really connect all the redwood resources available for teachers and students together on the North Coast and offer experiences in the redwood forest. And, you know, so maybe in this grant is going to allow us to connect students to that canopy walk at the Sequoia Park Zoo. But, you know, before we go there, we really we're developing a community of practice, we're calling it, where we're getting teachers together and coming up with some ideas for curriculum that will be used in classrooms, kindergarten through 12th grade. And I'm going to let Deborah speak a little bit more about that because she is the education expert, but it's really an exciting program that's coming both this year and years into the future. We hope to expand it. So Deborah, tell us a little bit about the future of this program and how it's developing.
Yeah, so one of the main goals is we really want to be able to connect all of the students to a local redwood forest. And that's fairly easy up in your area because it's so close. And so as we develop curriculum, every class will be able to take a field trip to one of the redwood forests. And the hope is that, as Michael said, this is going to be from K through 12. And so they will be able to visit the redwood forest multiple times as they go through their kind of educational career, a few times in elementary school, in junior high, as well as in high school. And every time, the what they learn will build upon each other. So they have such this comprehensive understanding of their local resource and are also using that, as we said, to learn different science techniques and learn the state standards.
That's great. And, you know, getting the kids out into the redwoods is wonderful. It is kind of hard to pry them away from their video games. But if you can, there's nothing more stunning than being out in those awesome redwoods. They kind of put everything into perspective. You seem so small compared to those trees. It's like, wow, this is really kind of amazing. There's a whole world outside of my video games.
Yeah, and that is something that we have found a lot of teachers support this program and want this opportunity for their students. And often they want to be able to take their students on field trips, but it's a lack of resources mm-hmm. to be able to get them out there or the lack of knowledge to be able to lead a trip. And that's where Michael and I feel like this program is really going to help, to be able to provide transportation for free and to be able to provide the curriculum and the training.
That's real important. I mean, that is really important because that is always a big problem nowadays. I mean, when I was a kid, there was money for field trips. I went on field trips all the time. I can't believe how many field trips I went on. You know, times have changed. But now, with budgets being tight, it is terrific that this is set up, with the funding there to help take care of the transportation. It makes it so much easier.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I've also noticed often when teachers take field trips for their kids, it's maybe to a museum or somewhere that is uh-huh. inside. And where that is very valuable, as you were mentioning, there's no substitute for actually taking them outside to be able to experience these forests firsthand.
Right. I mean, you can see pictures of them. Pictures do not do it justice because it is just hard to grasp the scale in a picture. As opposed to being there, there's just something, it's awe-inspiring. It's akin to a religious experience, at least it is for me. It's just like, oh my, this is amazing. Plus the air is so incredible.
I agree
incredible.
With you. Mm-hmm. And the other piece of this, like Deborah said, is we're trying to also connect schools to a redwood forest that's close to their campus. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, in Fortuna, we're encouraging teachers to walk their students to Runner Park a couple times a year. And that's a second growth forest. But at the same time, when they experience that local resource, like Deborah was saying, then they may be encouraged to go back more often. Because it's easy to get there. You know, it's a quick walk from some of the schools in Fortuna. Mm-hmm. But then the culminating experience will be a trip to an old growth forest, whether sure. it be Humboldt Redwoods or Prairie Creek. So the students will get to do comparative science in both of these environments, one closer to home and one maybe a little bit further away, but at the same time they get to make those connections about where these forests are across our county.
That's right.
It's pretty exciting.
That's one of the nice things about being here in Humboldt is that you're not that far from an amazing redwood forest. If you're in Arcadia, of course, you've got the Redwood National Park right there. If you're in Eureka, right in the middle of Eureka, you've got Sequoia Park, which is a wonderful park to walk through and get you kind of up close and personal with a lot of beautiful redwoods. Of course, we got the Headwaters is not that far away either. And as you mentioned, if you really want to get out there and see some other stuff, you can go to Prairie Creek and see some just extraordinary redwoods there as well. So we've got a lot of places to get out and explore, but some stuff just right in the backyard, not far at all.
So, Deborah, tell us about if teachers might want to get involved in this program. How could they get in touch with us?
Yes. So if right now we have some teachers that we're working with for our community of practice, but we, as I said, are hoping to expand this to almost all of the students, if not all the students, throughout Humboldt and Del Norte County. Mm-hmm. So if they're interested, they can email myself at education@savetheredwoods.org, and we will be able to give them more information and put them on the list, hopefully, to be able to provide these opportunities for their classroom in the future.
Simple enough. Email education@savetheredwoods.org. Easy enough. Fantastic. Well, we are just about out of time, but Michael, I want to thank you for setting all this together, and Deborah, thank you for telling us what is going on with you guys. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yes, thank you for giving me this opportunity. It's wonderful
Absolutely.
To be able to help more people about the program.
Absolutely. In this conversation, you will find podcasts shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.